The Gemara says in Daf Samach Dalam and Beis, the guy that did of Melech, and Amar Rabbi Abay Rabbi, Hevek Kol Zara Pater. If a person is maver all of his children to the Melech, he's Pater Shnamer Mizaracha V'lo Kol Zaracha. So even though for one kid or a couple of kids he's Chayim Misa, but for Kol Zara he would be Pater. And I found it difficult to understand what would be the Svara for that. Why would it be that if a person is maver all of his banim, he should be Pater L'char? It's more Chamer than just being maver some of them. So the Marsha over here brings down a pshat from the Smag. He says, "Veish b'zeh tam l'chubas aminim neshub b'misas bezin meskapa hamumasim fru misas bezin." A person gets kapara. V'zeh also kol kacha very gedolah shein hakadosh baruch hu reitzah she'elo kapara. Over here, that a person did such a great avera, he was maver kol banav. Maybe hakadosh baruch hu doesn't want him to have a kapara. He's not zeicha to have a kapara. If he just did a small avera, so he can it's an avera, but he could get a kapara through misa. If the avera is so big, if he's maver kol banav, that's too big to get a kapara, and for that reason, he's pater from Misa. That is the husband that's been in the Gemara. The Marsha goes on to say that if he this, it could be Masber, the Musik that we find very often in the Gemara of Ein Einshim in Hadin. You can't use a Kavachemer to bring an Einish, so why not? I can't make an Einish from a Kavachemer. So it's like the Marsha, it's the same shot that just because you find that the Dover Kal has an Einish, you can't bring your eye from there that the Dover Chamer has an Einish, because maybe the Dover Chamer is so Chamer. But the Torah doesn't want it to have a kapar with an einish. Maybe it shouldn't have an einish. So you don't have a right to use a kavachaymer to bring an einish with an avachamer, because based on the svar of the smag, we see that that's not necessarily true. Sometimes it's fakir. The more chamer it is, the more reason it is that it should not have an einish. So that's the adudah ketam that the Marsha gives for the reason of ein einish min hadin. It's a dua that there is another tam that the Achayim say. Kadmainim say this tam that the reason why ein einish min hadin is because of a chash pircha. We're afraid maybe there's a pircha on the kavachaymer, it will be shlugged up. So we can't give a person an einish if it's possible that the kavachemer will be shlugged up and then the einish came for no reason. And the there'd be an afkamina between these two timeim. The gabe idin lachemer have. Lachemer have idin. What's the din of a mamatzinu? Could it be einish? Could you give an einish to a mamatzinu? We find an einish and a din from a kavachemer. What about a mamatzinu? So that's a shayl lachemer, and there seems to be a machlekes lachemer whether you could give an einish from a mamatzinu or not. So it could be that shayl would be telling this machlekes. If you hold like the Marsha, that the reason is that by kavachaymer, you can't give an einish because maybe if it's so chamer, it's not right to have an einish to be a kapara. So that's only by kavachaymer where the davar is more chamer. But by mamatzina where they're equal, there's no reason to assume that the din of one thing shouldn't apply to the other one. So then avadi could give an einish from a mamatzina. But if you hold that the chashash is because of a pircha, like the other chaymer is saying, then that would apply to a mamatzina just like it applies to a kavachaymer. So it could be that is the sharish of the machlegis, whether you could be einish, give an einish from a mamatzina or not.